Hey guys, welcome to the Nuggets Podcast. I'm your host, Garrett, and today we're with Chris and Dylan.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Today we're going to be talking about kind of how we all met and, yeah, kind of what goes on with our lives. I don't know. It's really nothing interesting. We're all kind of in high school, so we'll see
except
where this
goes.
Yeah, Dylan's still a young boy, but he's
still a young boy
in a young boy's body.
But yeah. Well, no, I'm a young boy in a tall boy's body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who wants to go first?
Well, I mean, you're the host.
You're the host. You gotta prompt the conversation.
All right. Lad. Well, let's start off with Chris, and you just talk about kind of how you met me and Dylan, kind of where you are now, and kind of what you want to do with your life, I guess.
Well, I met Garrett, well, we were hanging out when we were like babies, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we were in the womb together, basically.
Basically, yeah, we were born at the same time. So it was never really like a time we actually met because we just kind of grew up together. Mm-hmm. Dylan, on the other hand, I met him, I think we really hung out like, probably
at
about
camp.
2 years ago at camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the
but
first
I think
time.
The first time I met you is when I went to Fuel.
Yeah,
but then, yeah, I first started hanging out with you at
Was
it this last one or the one before?
The one before that we kind of really hung out together. And
oh yeah, I remember.
That's really where I connect with Kara too. Yeah, but that's really the place I can say where I hung out the most is camp. So. That's like,
yeah.
So basically 2 years.
Never get to do stuff.
Yeah. But I've known Colton. I mean, Colton. Garrett almost my whole life. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Camp is like a place we all go to every summer that the Pentecostals, you could say, the Pentecostal cools. Oh my. We ignore that joke. Go in the summer to get some worshiping
and Jesus and fellowship and epic gamer moments.
Yes, and everything. Yes. Last year was different.
Fire. Yeah, last year was interesting.
A lot of things went down last year.
My God.
Does anyone want to go over what happened last year?
I'll do it.
Yeah, let Dylan go.
All right, let's let it done.
Wait, so you want me to say everything?
Not everything, but let's just
from Monday to Friday.
I'm not gonna use any names.
Give us the highlights.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, first day we get there, right? Garrett sees this girl in line, and he's like, "Hey!" And his goal for camp on that first day was to find me a lady.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. And he would walk up to just about every female in sight and be like, "Hey, my friend likes you." Well, he saw this one girl that actually he liked in line, but he was gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get my friend to talk to her first, and I'm just gonna talk to her on the side." I didn't even like her, so it didn't even matter to me. But he walks up to her, makes everything weird, and then we go, they have this talent show last year, and so we went to go in line. Like, me and Garrett were supposed to do something for a talent show, but no.
yeah,
we're supposed to be comedians.
Wait, so are we talking about the one in the line going into church, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we see her again in the line
the
to go to
show.
The talent show.
Yeah.
And in the waiting room, Garrett just talking it up. And then eventually, Garrett starts hanging out with her through the week, and that's where things started to get a little whack.
Yeah. So
things went
pick up from there.
Yeah, you describe the rest because the rest is really your story.
Yeah, this is my story.
I gave the preface. The calm before the storm.
So the ship starts taking on water at this point, and I'm like, I got this little small bucket and I'm trying to scoop it out, but it, you know, it's filling back up. I'm basically throwing it back into the boat right now. And
yeah, then they had that. They had that one dude.
Yeah.
That,
so there's this.
Yeah, you describe.
I'll have his name as. Let me think.
Chad.
Bob
the Builder.
Big fella.
She's Bob the Builder. Oh, big fella. Okay.
So there's this big fella, and he was kind of spreading rumors at first about the girl, which I will call Girl One.
Oh, yeah.
And so I told everybody about this the night before, I think, Wednesday. And it was real late, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, this. Because I told everyone about, like, how she was crying and stuff, and I was like, and they were all, everyone agreed with me, like,
yeah, hey, Garrett got all fired up.
We should go confront this dude. And I was like, no, guys, I got this. All right, no, we should go do this together. So we all held hands and walked up to him. I'm kidding.
But,
I'm kidding.
But who is the smart one in this situation?
Chris Williams.
Let's go.
So.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
We go, well, I halfway through was like,
oh,
wait.
Garrett.
And this would be wait. Kind of a bad idea because maybe.
Garrett was just like, y'all had me in the first half, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I was like, wait. I'm not even trying to be like all holy and stuff right here, but I literally thought in my head, like, I don't think God would want me to go be doing this. I think we should kind of just leave it or whatever. And then I meet up with y'all again, y'all were like, I think y'all said, yeah, we went and talked to him.
Yeah, me and Chris talked to him, but we didn't like talk to him about that. We just kind of like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, we just like talked. We didn't talk about the situation.
We talked, like spoke socially.
Mm-hmm. So,
but we didn't say anything.
So picking up, me.
Yeah, you.
I later realized that what Girl One had said was actually all a hoax. Kind of
exactly
for attention.
Y'all have me in the first half. Not gonna lie.
And can here's I say, where.
What can I say? In the night in the dorm, who said that?
Chris Dunn said that. Oh boy, you done played yourself.
So, moving on. This girl one had a girl two that had a liking in me, and. I was kind of just not like getting over her. To be honest, it's not like I was trying to marry this girl. I really did not care. And so
it was just kind
Chris
of sad that she they really
Dylan
did you like that.
Had the idea of, hey, you already got this road paved for you. You just gotta slide
well,
on
because
in,
we
basically.
Okay. No. I gave up after. The first one, I was like, nah. So I was just like, I followed you around and let you do what you was gonna do.
Half of the time, I couldn't even find him. He was off with her.
Yeah.
He was off with girl one, not with girl two. The girl two,
yeah.
He met on the last day.
Yeah.
So,
or was it like the second to last day?
The second to last
yeah,
day. Yeah,
I think so. Something
like so, girl two. Was basically the Challenger space shuttle and it went up in flames. That was a really bad joke.
Well, let's talk about what Dylan got out of this week.
Oh, so.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Hold on.
It
let
all
me,
has. Oh, wait, no.
Let
wait,
me.
No.
Let me.
I don't come in
tell
here.
The story.
Yeah.
Let
you,
me.
You tell
this
tell part.
The story.
You tell this part.
So, at camp, I was like, this person, I'm not going to say any names, but man, this person I think I like. And then Garrett, okay, so after camp, they have a second event or whatever.
This was girl two's like friend, by the way.
It was like Made More Part 2.
Yeah.
Made Four More.
And they have a part two, like a, what is it called? Like a encore.
Yeah, encore.
And we get there. And the for some reason my brain thought it'd be a good idea to tell Garrett that I like girl two's friend and
girl
then
three.
Garrett Well, yeah, we'll just say girl three.
Well, girl.
Then Garrett tries to pull some fancy mess because we see her there. And then so Garrett walks up to her, and then he's like, "Hey, yeah, man, my friend likes you." And then, oh my gosh, I don't even know what you said.
Do you want me to pick up on this, or?
Yeah, you pick up because I wasn't there. I like started walking away as soon as you started. I was like, "Nah, I'm out."
So this Made for More Part 2 was pretty, fire.
Yeah, it was fire.
It was pretty. It was really good. It was pretty nice. It was the salt on the nuggets, but
yeah. It's salt on chicken nuggets.
Ignore that. I thought it was
fried. Say the barbecue salt on the chicken.
Oh, we know it's a Nuggets podcast. It's all safe.
Yeah, all safe, man.
But so yeah, this place is pretty nice. They had a pool table. They had
They had air hockey. They had foosball.
Basketball,
foosball. Dylan was becoming an up and coming pro with foosball.
Dude, I was just going off.
I was, you know, being a fellow boy, and I was walking around. I was like scooping up, you know, some possible ones, you know, just looking.
You sound like somebody that's like picking sheep out of a flock. like they're about to make some like wool. They're about to make some fresh new clothes. They're like, oh no, that one could get a lot of fur.
Yeah, but
or wool or whatever.
In the middle of looking through my flock, there was this one girl that looked familiar. And it was girl two's friend, which is girl three. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, hey. And she was like, oh, yeah, you're the... And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, so you remember Dylan? She was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, where is he? I was like, well, actually, you see, here's the deal. He got real embarrassed. He's at the bathroom.
You said that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, my
and,
gosh.
But here's the deal. He really likes you. And maybe I'm not the best friend doing this right now, but I feel like this could possibly work out. Like, you know,
like,
you could be the peanut butter, you could be the jelly. You make that sandwich, and there you go. But it's like super glue on your fingers. You can't ever get it off. Okay, you're stuck.
Oh my gosh, Garrett, stop with the analogy.
It's like
of your analogies have not worked so far. The salt on the nuggets. Stop.
But so it, you know, to be honest, it might have been a stupid idea. But here we are in 2019, and they still are in contact. And Dylan is currently talking to her. They're not talking. Not like
they're dating.
Cause I out here trying to date y'all. Yeah. See, Dylan's 16. Been, don't play with none of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be honest, let's.
He's a smart one.
Real talk. Nope.
I'm a smart one.
If you can't drive,
what's
kind of the point of dating? If you're just
if you can't drive, and you can't get a job. There's no point in dating.
Yes. Exactly.
Cause you can't pick her up. You can't take her out. You failed both. You failed the entire date. You see that? You ain't carrying her to no McDonald's on the back of your bicycle, son. No.
And then when your mom shows up and says, "Hey kids, let's get ready. We gotta
go
home.
Hey kids, hop in the minivan."
Like, that's just not
it's
gonna be.
Yeah. See, it's just it's no. So yeah, it's better just wait till you're 16.
Yeah.
And just beyond that, I feel like 16 is a decent age. It's not your freshman year of high school, but it's the year after, and you're in high school too.
You kind of know what you want too. It's not just like, well, they look pretty, and
yeah. The floor in my room, like rises and sinks. It's weird. I just realized that there's like a lump in the. Anyway, continue.
I also realized just for the second that like I'm breathing an oxygen. Like I've never.
Wow, bro. Like, now continue the story.
Wow. But yeah, I really don't know what happens here, because Dylan can finish this, but yeah, it's from what I think, or from what I've known from a little bit, that I think they're still in contact with each other, and she and him have done a couple of things together. Not dates, but...
I went to, like, Bible conference, and I went to her church. Like,
let's not go into specifics.
Yeah, but why did you go though for her salt? No.
Well, I mean, it was. I met everybody there. Like, I met all the people from camp there. Everybody was there.
That's an excuse to be there.
Yeah, I mean, the real reason.
And also, I happened to be there in town that weekend too. But yes, I did. I did go to see. Girl 3, okay? Does that make Girl you happy? Three.
See, man, I'm the only one who came out of this week with nothing, so...
Well, actually, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Chris talk about his own girl, which would be called Girl 4.
Girl 4 that has no relation to Girl 1s through 3.
Yes, this was... Okay, let me actually say something real quick before Chris goes into this romantic, beautiful story.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I think you and me just jumped to conclusions and, like... Chris never really did like Girl 4 like that.
No, yes. It was really just she was cute. There you go.
You kind of
I never.
I've been there before. But, don't worry. I've walked that road before. You know.
Yeah, that's basically what you did with Aaron. I just said the name.
Oh. Chris, you ruined the entire show.
Just cut it out. Just send it to me and I'll cut it.
It's okay. It can stay in there. They can stay in there. They don't know the last name. And I don't think they'll be watching.
Yeah. Well, they
and if they do, they'll know.
I already told
don't
Girl
3
about the podcast.
Well, guess what? I don't think Girl 2 will care. Just send it to me. I will drop it in my software, and all of that part will be gone. There you go.
Don't worry, I'm leaving it in there. That's too epic.
You don't care. That's on you anyway.
Yeah, it's that ship kind of already sunk.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
But anyway, let's talk about Jesus. So, how's the church? Chris over here has started his own church.
I haven't started my
own. Well, yeah, he hasn't started somebody. Chris, you going to detail about this?
Well, yeah, what, about the church.
No, about your own refrigerator.
My refrigerator is very nice. You know, it keeps my drinks very cold. It's nice. It's very nice.
Very nice. Good job.
Very nice. So are we going back to the story of all the stuff that happened at camp?
Oh, no. We're talking about your church.
Yeah.
Well, not your church. Your family's church, whatever.
Okay. Well, 3 years ago, my dad approached your pastor, technically, Brother Weber, and he was like, I feel like I would call to start a church. So that's what we did. We started Bible study for the first year. Mm-hmm. And then, like... It was approaching the second year. We launched Sunday services, and we've been doing that ever since. And it's pretty fun. I like it. It was a different experience because, you know, we went to the same church, so I had to leave y'all and my friends. We kind of stayed connected, but for the first like year, I really wasn't connected to you guys. I was just kind of. I recently got back connected back with y'all, but it's been a journey.
Due to the power of technology.
Exactly. Yeah, but it was because I was going from a big youth group, which was about 60 to 70 kids, to a youth group, which was probably about like 10 at the time. So it was kind of rough, you know. But I guess that's the territory of being a church planner's kid. But we've started to grow into our own, and I'm really enjoying it. I play drums and stuff. I really love it now, but it was a shift. I'm not gonna lie, it really was. But I like it now, so yeah.
And you have a bunch of more souls now to win.
Yeah, we have a long way to go. It's only our third year.
Yeah,
but we're doing real good. Like y'all's youth group is
growing. Yeah. Let's talk about y'all's church.
Do you want to talk about it, Garrett? Or
I'll let you talk about it.
Well, you've been there longer. You talk about it.
Okay. So I remember around the age of probably 11, I felt like I was 18. And I think Chris can kind of agree.
That's so true. I only known you for 2 years, and that's true.
And it's the fact of, I remember, I think this is when me, Chris, and Colton both were like, we don't need to be in kids' church. We're big now. Like, we were kind of getting.
That's why Peter couldn't stand you guys.
Yeah.
But if y'all left me, though, because y'all were like, yo.
Chris was the last one of the bunch.
Colton had been left.
Actually, I was the last one, but I came into like your actual youth group. I was in the kids' church, so.
Well, this counts as the OG original squad, gangsters. The people that's we've been here forever, man.
Since the dawn of time.
Yeah, we
and
saw.
See, they left me in kids' church. But, y'all left me in kids' church by myself.
Yeah,
how rude.
Chris.
Yeah. The first time at youth service was awesome. We had an awesome youth pastor, Aaron Holloway. He really knew
these things.
He has a YouTube channel, by the way. You have to go subscribe to him, AJ Holloway.
AJ Holloway,
yeah.
Makes pretty epic and clean videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Pretty fire.
But,
or just hit him up on Instagram.
Yeah, pretty cool.
He has some good content.
He likes four, too, so that's a plus right there. But
yeah,
and he likes cars.
So likes a lot of cars. Some events came up. Got a new pastor. Our old one, Aaron Holloway. He's an evangelist now.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing wonders.
Yes.
And assuming he's doing great things out there. I mean, I'm not an adult. I don't really know. But I mean, I did have him as youth pastor for a while.
Yeah.
But now we have Brother Derek, which is our current youth pastor, which is awesome, really good, really knows how to do his work, I guess. I don't know how to, say this. But, this is his first year as a youth pastor, right, Dylan?
It's been good, though. We're getting a new building, I know that.
Yeah, and it's doing really well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a good couple of new people.
Yeah, it's grown a lot. A lot of new faces, which is good.
Yeah.
And, we still get to hear the word of God, so everything's going fine over here.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
I think we're growing, in members, because even when you look at the first service, because we had to split it in first and second service again, the first service sometimes is almost like more than half as full as the second service. And if you combine both of those, we wouldn't have any room.
Yeah, we wouldn't have any room if you combine both services.
If you look at it that way, it's growing a lot.
Yeah.
The first service I'm seeing.
And they're expecting that within, I think, like 5 years to have 1,000 people. I think that's what they said.
Yeah.
I'm not positive, though. So don't quote me on that. But I believe they said in the next 5 years, 1,000 people.
Yeah. But, so that's pretty nice. But, so let's talk about, Chris. He started a fishing account. I think you said your plan was starting a
YouTube
channel.
Is just going to be the segment where we plug all of our accounts.
Yes, we're going to plug all of our accounts. I did start it. Thinking about a YouTube channel. Possibly.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty fun. Yeah. But you too, though. Yeah, everybody will follow me.
Yeah.
Chris Loves Fishing. You know, you'll do that.
And then,
but no, I think there's no caps to put Chris.
It's Chris. Yeah, if you just type in Chris Williams or something, it should pull up.
But,
or follow if you follow my main, you'll see it. Drummer _ CJW. You'll find it there, though, for sure.
He'll be a pro probably someday in fishing.
And
then he'll have to take me fishing all the time. And he hasn't agreed on this, but he will. And
I think he's going to be a good way around.
And he's good at drums, too.
Yeah, drums. Little drums. Drummer boy. Russell Pum Pum.
Have you ever heard me
play? I've heard you play over the phone, but I've never actually, like, went and listened.
That's true.
Actually, no, I've seen on your the account that you admin on World Worship. Saw you playing drums on that one.
But, moving on to Dylan.
Mm-hmm. I have an account too.
Don't you have a meme account too?
Yeah, I have a meme account, bro.
This is where this podcast will get shouted out.
Yep, but, my meme account. Go follow me at Pentecost Memer.
Pretty nice. Posting some pretty nice memes.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe I'll gain some
get
followers.
A good laugh. No. Hopefully.
A little bug got around that you, Dylan, are thinking of starting a vlog channel, and you're thinking you'll probably start doing videos around.
Oh,
Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, excuse me. I'm thinking about starting a vlog channel. I'm thinking about doing a camp vlog. I don't know the full rules on if you can film or anything in camp.
I was thinking about doing that,
because, like,
too.
Doing a vlog of camp, like, to show people, hey, this is what happens. This is the kind of stuff you can expect. Because, like, describing it isn't the same as, like, because you can visualize it a lot better if you see a video of the things that happen. And
especially
see the video
someone
of, like,
that doesn't
first-hand
know God.
Experience. Yeah.
Because it can be frightening. They're like, oh, yeah, everyone's screaming around.
Just a jumping. Bunch of wild kiddos doing all that whack sauce.
Yeah. After paying shit, we didn't really do much about it.
I just 6 months, got a bunch of filming equipment. I got a tripod. I got a microphone. I got a lens cap thing. I got some...
What camera?
I don't actually have a camera. I use my phone, but I changed... You know how you can change those video settings? To where it's like 1080p, 60fps, or 4K, 60fps. My phone is too old to do 4K at 60fps. But I'm hoping that 60fps at 1080p would do. And
I think it will, but I think if you edit in iMovie, you can change it to... Well, yeah. My phone can do it, the highest resolution and all that.
Yeah. But, do I sound a bit laggy right now?
No. Chris was lagging a little bit. For the viewers, listeners, we're kind of unprofessional at this. This is our first one.
Yeah, this is our first
probably
one.
Down the road.
First
we'll
one, yeah.
Get better.
Definitely have better.
Cap mics.
Yeah, have, like, decent mics and all that.
But, that's if y'all like this. I mean, this is the start. We'll see how
it goes.
If
you want to see more stuff, you got to support the podcast, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You want more content, you got to drop some support, bro.
All y'all need to do is really just listen to it.
I got a little, like, ring light thing you can clip onto it. I got this little thing where it prevents, like, the shakiness. It's a little thing you can put your phone in, and it has two bars on it, and, like, you can, it's like, it has, like, two little handlebars thing, and it prevents, like, the shakiness from, like, you know, holding your phone with your hand.
Or, like, a gimbal kind of?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but yeah, I guess so.
Gimbal is kind of like the thing that they hold around, and the phone doesn't move its position.
Yeah.
It stays.
And then also, the little thing I have screws onto my tripod, because it has the little screw. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to do that. But I don't really have much of a camera presence, or I haven't developed one, so I'll have to work on that beforehand. And I got to make sure it would be okay by the people at camp if you're recording.
This is how you know if you're ready. To know you're ready to vlog, you just need, like, go in a mall or something and just vlog.
Mm-hmm.
And that will tell you if you're ready. Because if you can't walk through a crowd of people and still just talk to your camera and not be embarrassed.
Yeah.
You definitely
even
can't
while
vlog.
Like fishing,
yeah,
it's and sometimes embarrassing.
I feel like fishing will be a little easier because
it's a lot easier,
and it's not like it's not a thing with public fishing, people. So. But yeah, I think, and also I'm just kind of a generally awkward person. Like, I'm not good at talking to people, so I'd have to get adjusted to that. Those types of things, but if
things are working well with girl number three, right?
What is that? Okay, I'm talking about being awkward and social.
Well,
with anybody.
You're not that bad.
Yeah, you've gotten
better.
Especially since last year of camp. Mm-hmm. The whole situation with that, I think, like, helped you a lot. Like, I want to make it awkward now.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, but, actually, we had tried to film a separate episode of the podcast earlier, and we had some things ended up interrupting it and messing it up, so we postponed it and started recording it now. But actually, we talked about how Garrett used to feel about me attending his church, and actually, I'd like to get back to that. Well, actually, let's restart the story.
So, yes, Dylan showed up at their church one night, and he went to sit down at the thing.
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. Remember,
no, this was before the whole job lighting fair. Thing. This was before that, like, actually started. This was before,
well,
like,
I sat started. With my brother. I sat with my brother the first time I went. Me and my brother sat, and we were,
I'm
like,
thinking of someone else.
To back. We're in the front. But, so we were, like, we weren't in the front, but we were in, like, the middle to back.
Yeah. But,
but yeah.
So, I was hanging around Peter, which is not here right now, and my cousin
Colton. Peter didn't really like Garrett at first either.
Yeah. Peter was still getting over the kids thing from when we were kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You thought you were the big man?
Yeah, because I think the year Dylan came was, it was just then being my second year in the youth.
Yeah, because you were 13.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was my second year. And Peter was starting to, like, you know, kind of man with me. Like, it was whatever. Mm-hmm. But he still had, like, a little bit. But it was kind of cool.
Peter. Then, wait, no, never mind. Continue. I'll tell you. Once it gets to the part about lighting, I'll tell you why Peter got away.
Oh, yeah.
Angry.
So, Dylan walks up. And I think this was, yeah, during the job fair. And this is when, like, they were assigning, like, you would put out a position, like, social media, lighting,
photography.
Sound.
They have lighting, sound, photography, social media. They had choir.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I put myself down as
sound and lights.
Yeah, sound,
well,
and
sound
lights.
And lights were 2-in-1.
Yeah.
But I think the people, you started out on lights before you got sound.
And Brother Aaron taught me how to do most of the lights, just a little bit, and we were going to brush up on it again later. Things came up, it got busy, so we kind of ignored that, and then we let Peter kind of show me the rest. But it wasn't really, we weren't at the part yet where, like, you had to stick to your job, like, what role you wanted to go for. And this is when Dylan walked up, and he said he wanted to do lights and sound, too. And
Garrett was not having none of that.
Yeah, I was like, hold up. Because Dylan basically got treated like a god.
No, I didn't.
Almost all of his attention. Was like, yeah, so here's how you do this. He taught him
that's
all
how
these
Garrett
things.
That's how Garrett feels in his head. No, here's what happened. I walked into that table with you, Colton, and Peter sitting at that table, and I was like, I want to sign up for sound and lighting. And Peter was like, here's the sheet. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I wrote my name down, and I just kind of sat there on the chair right next to me. I didn't say anything. I just looked.
Well, I was fast forwarding a little bit, like, kind of after the first 2 days.
But then, when we got through, like, when we got through it all, that next Wednesday, I think they had told me that they had picked me for it. But Garrett had signed up for it. And so Garrett, you can tell the rest, Garrett's pretty angry.
So I was like, I've been in this church since almost the beginning. Like, I've
since
been here for
birth.
A good while now.
Well, and not the beginning of the church, obviously.
Yeah, not the
beginning
of the church, but yeah. And I was like, I feel like I deserve this. In my head, I was like, this is my. I was like, I was kind of making a little bit bigger of a deal. It wasn't like a big drama thing. Nobody had drama. But
can't stand youth group drama. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it shouldn't be something. It's anyway.
It's a big disappointment. Big sad.
Yeah. But Dylan got
basically Garrett was
the first day where they went over things and whatever.
Yeah.
Dylan
and Peter was treating him like an apprentice, like, so this is how you do this.
I'm going to train you, Padawan.
And yeah, so that was like, wait, what?
And yeah, then, me and Peter started talking a lot more. Like we became friends.
Yeah. But from Peter's side, he says, well, the reason you didn't do that is because Brother Aaron didn't like you.
Well, he said he didn't like you. He said that Brother Aaron didn't think you were responsible enough or mature enough or whatever.
Can't remember. Well, no, because this was the time when I started, I think a few months, it was 2 months before you came in the youth group, when I wrote my own thing. It was the second time I spoke. The first time I spoke was, I think, thing or whatever. Oh, I think I still have that on my iPad, but this was the second time I spoke, and it was at the youth group. And then Brother Aaron was like, him and me would talk a lot, like after church and on the phone, because I really wanted to get like closer to God and really wanted to do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was maybe responsibility, but I don't think he thought it was the job right for me, because I was ready for it. That kind of died down, though, kind of like most things. It's like anytime you want to do anything, you get closer to God, devil's going to send more things at you. I didn't really go through any hard times. Mm-hmm. I kind of just like that went on the back burner. I wasn't kind of treating it first or whatever. But anyway,
yeah,
that's whatever. Me and Dylan became friends, and yeah, that's kind of that story. But so here's the part where Peter kind of got annoyed. So there's two things to this. I would walk up and I would and I would
You would mess with the sound and the lights. And the light, what happened was, Garrett, you turned on the little switch for the lights, and what it does, what that specific mode did, it set it to the beat of the music. And so, it was not a like immensely fast song, but it was kind of faster, you know, because like they have that pre-service music playlist or whatever that he had.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And so it was like a faster, it was like a more upbeat song, just something like you could talk over or something and play in the background. Well, he turned it on, and the lights went and started like flashing, and then Peter was like, "Oh crap!" and then turned it off, and right as he turned it off, the light at the top left just had a slight flicker, and it, to this day, it still has that flicker.
And the thing is, but here's the funny part, though. That flicker, it was like, unless you were there when you noticed it, it was like so slight that you wouldn't notice it. But since me, Dylan, and Peter.
And Brother Aaron found out about it.
We were
kind of
the only ones that were like...
Brother Aaron noticed it, but he didn't know you...
Yeah, he didn't know I did it. He thought it was just something happened. Because Peter took the blame for it. He was like, oh, I think it just kind of like malfunctioned, whatever. Or glitched.
Mm-hmm.
But, sorry, yeah. Brother Aaron. But, and, yeah, it wasn't really that hard to see unless you were the ones that saw it at first or you pointed it out. But it was so annoying. Yeah. It's like if someone has OCD.
It's like when you see the when you can't ever unsee it.
Yeah. And it was the most annoying thing.
One of those things that you can't unsee.
Yeah. Huh. It was just, you know, a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, that light is, I don't know, it needs God.
It's broken. It's jacked until this day. It still works. It just has the slightest flicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like...
But,
oh, good times.
Don't
good
ever
times.
Go touch the beat light music thing.
Yeah.
You might end up with a seizure warning light. But, anyway, so let's move on to kind of... How do y'all feel about, like, school, your career?
Well,
like, y'all have any ideas on what y'all want to do, where y'all want to go with it?
I always have mine.
I don't have an idea yet. of what I want to do yet. But
we'll start with Chris.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to probably go to college for business, just business administration, just get a 4-year degree in that. Just because I want to basically do stuff in business and probably go to school for like real estate and stuff like that, because I want to get into like real estate and invest deeply in that. So it's basically, but not in like the real estate of like selling homes and stuff, a totally like a different thing of that. But yeah, but that's what I'm going to do probably.
Yeah, so, my mom,
if everything goes planned.
I'm not trying to hate or anything, like it's your dream, I'm not going to mess with it. But like you said, you're not going to go into selling, which is probably a smarter idea just from experience. Yeah. Because my mom, because
it's so filled right now.
Yeah, it's overcrowded, and
yeah,
though you have to pay a monthly like bill on just to keep your license and to be able to sell houses, plus mm-hmm. competing with other people.
Exactly, and that's why
it's just, and it's just money like to go buy, you have, it's so much money just to be able to go buy one house. And once you pay all like the starting fees, you still have the other fees. And if you're not selling these big houses,
mm-hmm.
and depending on who you're with, like your contract or whatever, the company you're with, depends on how much percentage exactly. you get back. So if you're not selling really big houses and you're paying all this stuff, you're
not making that much.
Yeah, and it's until your name gets out there, it could be a really big struggle.
That's why I'm not really getting into the selling.
Yeah. It helps though if you're single and you're kind of
you don't really have that much to support like a whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Donnie, do you have any ideas?
No. Not really as of yet. Probably something more technology/engineering related.
Engineering.
Yeah, I could see that for you.
There's engineering, so many.
Computer building and all that, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, Garrett?
Garrett has 1,004 ideas.
So you have the dream. Everyone has like a dream that kind of, I don't know, at least I think has the dream that semi impossible. And then there's the dream that I know I can make. I know I could be making good money. I could have enough money to do certain things for my family when I get older.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's not really like the job I want. Like to me, I look at it like, why would you want a job that you don't love? What's the point of waking up at whatever time in the morning? You're making good money, but you're hating the job. It's, I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't do that. I mean, I personally want to go into Formula One, which is a really hard path to go through because it's expensive just to get into the sport. Sports where you play high school ball.
Well, yeah, and also, but it's a European sport, and so not a lot of people who do that are from America.
Which is another reason, like, it sounds like a starstruck kid or whatever, like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my dad, he did some racing in his background. His grandpa did, his brother did.
Mm-hmm.
His good friends went pro in rally racing. And, I don't know, it's kind of like all I think of, but gotta put God first, which is something sometimes I struggle with, but...
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be like the first American driver to win like a championship, because no American drivers won a championship in F1 or even lasted more than one season. Mm-hmm. And the last one there was in 1976. So it's a big dream. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just putting it in God's hands. I'm not going to completely mm-hmm. forget about it, but it's the more I stress about it, it's not going to help any situation. So if it's God's will, He will open doors. And if it isn't, it's obviously he has a better plan for me, and I'll be happy mm-hmm. with it. So,
how about we talk about the hype for the upcoming months of camp season and just all the events that are happening?
Yes. So
there is a lot of hype on Instagram about camps.
Yeah.
The big camp
coming up again.
Season, yeah. Camp 2K19, boys.
It's gonna be pretty awesome. If it was like last year,
I'm very excited.
If it was like the last day of camp last year, and hopefully we can try to get that every day this year's camp.
No, it was the day before. Sorry, that was my dog.
It's okay.
Oh, it's still barking. Hopefully the day before, the last day of camp. Like, you know how, I can't remember if it was the day before or the Wednesday. It was either Thursday or the Wednesday. It wasn't the Friday, obviously, because they don't have an afternoon service. Yeah. But it was either the Wednesday or the Thursday that they had that really good service.
Yeah, it was basically like...
Was it the one...
Good.
Which one? Like, what was it about?
It was
like...
the one where he spent like the... It was the first altar call, and then from there, we didn't have any more service. It was just straight praying and like worship and just everyone jumping, yeah, and then a bunch of like worship songs, and like there was like no actual like sermon to it. It was just straight.
Well, there was a sermon prior, but just it got taken somewhere else. It got put in a different place.
Yeah,
it was really good. I hope it's like that again, and then. I'm hoping this year, I'm hoping this year that I'll get to work for the camps, for like the kids camp and stuff. I got my stuff printed for that. I got the consent form and for all that for the, you know, the concessions worker.
Well, for the salt? Oh, where do you? I wanted to do the concession.
Garrett, I can send you that link. Garrett has the link for it, but
Oh, you're doing it too, Garrett?
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's a small chance that you'll actually get in because they do it for like people that have done it before. Like they know they're reliable.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking a lot of the people that did it last year. I'm friends with them, and a lot of them are doing it.
Oh yeah. Same. Okay.
I know
because they said it's just too much. Like because they want. Basically, they want more time to play and then work.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to work kids and senior.
Yeah, what I was thinking, too.
I was thinking.
Because I don't... Wait. Senior camp, you still get basically extra service, but it's... We're not really with the seniors.
Yeah, you get to attend all the services.
Mm-hmm. But do you guys know if they make you work... one of the camps, do they make you work all of them or just you can pick which one?
No, you can choose.
Okay, I was just making sure.
I think I'm doing kids, senior, and camp meeting.
I'm not gonna do camp meeting because if you do camp meeting, you're not allowed to go to Fourth Fest.
I can't go anyway. We're a part of that service, yeah. So
I just that's the reason I'm not doing it for camp meeting.
Yeah, Fourth Fest is had things.
Fourth Fest is fire though. That was fun. Chris, weren't you there last year though?
No, I just came for the afterburn, I was able to make the service because I'm a part of the camp meeting service that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you. I just don't remember.
Yeah, it was kind of like rush.
Yeah, I was there at the afterburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all left kind
of. And then early. that night before. Fourth Fest was fun too.
Yeah, the night before
was
wild.
I
remember. I'm not trying to. I don't want y'all to think I just completely ignored Chris because I tried again. Chris was busy because you were supposed to be there.
Yeah, you had to be at camp meeting. That's why he couldn't come.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. I was there at camp meeting Monday, so I was already. I was gone that whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the night before, we thought it'd be a great idea. To get me, Dylan, and my cousin Colton,
and let's Chris all bring together, our Xboxes. Since let's, Chris didn't come in.
Yeah, Chris was already getting some early Jesus. And
exactly.
we basically stayed up
till 3 in the morning.
Oh.
Maybe 4, I don't know.
I don't know.
I know, we stayed up really late. And we played Fortnite.
And we did fireworks, 8 gallons of ice cream.
Yeah, we ate gallons of ice cream, drank so much, like, you had, like, a couple 12-packs of soda, and we drank all of them.
Yeah.
And we ate so much ice cream, and then on top of that, we swam in your pool, we sucked in the ladder to the pool, And yeah, then did the whirlpool thing. We played Fortnite for about like 3 or 4 hours, just sitting there. And we played until like 2 in the morning in his spare room that he has for games and stuff. We played till like 4 in the morning. And then as we went back to his room to go sleep, he legit like just lost it. This Garrett cannot stay up late. Like, you're not supposed to trust him staying up late. That man just like loses a couple brain cells when it's late.
Like, so
like,
and oh, it's not, gosh. Here's the funny thing. I've noticed the older I get, the worse it gets. Like,
yeah. So you like you get like drunk the later it gets.
Yeah. Like,
without being actually drunk.
2:30 a.m.
He was drunk on soda.
I'm pretty good. 2:30, like 2. When it gets 3 a.m., this is when, like, for some reason, my brain's trying to like take any fuel I have
and in just left
my body and just give it all. Like, it gives me all the dopamine.
Yeah, you're like,
and like, I go so hyper. I put a hole in my wall. It's still there. Like,
yeah, yeah. That's what I was building up to. I was
the size of my fingernail.
Where you just like, you were just laughing. You couldn't stop laughing at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
You could not stop laughing. You're like, and then you were just sitting there laughing for so much. And me and Colton were like, dude, you need to stop. And then your dad walked in and was like, okay, y'all, this is the last time.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
and then Garrett, we were like, dang, Garrett. And then Garrett tripped over the corner of the bed and elbowed his wall.
And then I'm like, and I remember I stood up like, oh, there's a hole in the wall.
And yeah, and then we were like, you know, then we were like, what? Then we started laughing, and then we were like, you know, Garrett, it's time to go to sleep. And then we all went to bed, and then the next day was Fourth Fest.
Yeah, and then like
every time. The thing about me going to Garrett's house is I'm always up before him.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Everybody wakes up before Garrett because Garrett's a late boy.
And Garrett sleeps.
Garrett sleeps so longer.
You don't hear that?
Yeah, what I hear that. It's not like a bird.
Yeah, that's my little dog, by the way. It's it's retarded, I think.
That dog is crazy.
It's still a puppy, but it's like...
Remember last time I went to your house?
Yeah, it's a little yapper, basically. It's kind of useless in my hands. Like, that's my sister's dog. My dog that I have is a beagle.
It's a trooper.
Is good.
Yeah, it's like, he's good. Pretty fun. It's smart, too, but the other dog kind of just there.
Yeah, the other dog just kind of, like, backed itself into a corner and gets scared of everything.
Yeah. You would almost think, if you didn't know us, you would think we could use it. But literally,
he's scared of the slightest move.
Yeah, it just
you move and it just like look, it gets scared and then it starts barking.
Yeah,
like,
and it's not like a bark
so much when you pick it up.
It's the noise that we just heard.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a different species.
Yeah, not even a dog.
It's a weird dog.
It's a medical mystery. I don't know.
It's a natural phenomena.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll be able to stay back this year, and maybe y'all can do sleepover again. I actually come this
time. Yeah, we would probably do the sleepover again, and then but the next day we'd be able to go to Fourth Fest.
So I'd say though this time let's limit it to one Xbox and we just play split screen or like games like
but dude,
Injustice
that,
whatever.
That was so fun. The
because
the
it was Xbox. Such a mess.
Yeah, dude.
Okay,
we each had to bring our own TVs.
I'm pretty sure y'all realize I'm kind of not the same. I'm not as bad as I used to be. Yeah. But when it came to sleepovers, I absolutely hated them because they were in my room most of the time. And I always had the friends that would come into my closet. Ooh, what's this? And just rip everything out.
Oh, so yeah. I remember we took out that big OCD bucket of Legos. For me. No, but I remember that one time I went to your house and we started building Legos, and you started doing that thing where it got late and you just started acting like an alcoholic, and you're building, you're like, it looks like, you were just like building some random stuff and you're just laughing to death, like, just like, oh man, yeah, bro, look at this, dude. And I was like, you know what, nah, we ain't having this, not again, not if you bust the hole in the wall, not today.
Yeah, but I think I developed OCD from that because when I'm not as bad as I used to be. But when people come over, even if it's not in my room, it has to be organized. Like when we had the three TVs and Xbox, all those cords,
oh,
and
yeah,
just kind of thrown on top of a table, I wanted to just give me in 2 hours by myself, organize everything.
Yeah.
And then we kind of organized it.
Yeah, we organized it. But I mean,
we started eating. It was like a alcoholic beer. Like you can't stop, and you just can't stop it. Like I kind of gave up.
And it's just
like, that's how I am with my fishing tackle. I have to keep it organized.
I remember one time I was on the phone with Garrett, and he was trying to organize his. And we were just talking. He never organized until like 10 in the morning. And he had to get up at 5 in the morning.
No, I had to get up at 2.
Oh, you had to get up at 2. And we stayed up talking till like 10. And then he spent like an hour organizing his stuff. And then by the time it ended up, he only had 3 hours to sleep.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the tournament day?
Yeah, so at my school, it's kind of getting more popular because you can get scholarships in this now. But yeah, fishing teams, and as stupid and as nerdy as it sounds, it's a lot harder than y'all think. But the annoying part is you have about probably 6 tournaments a year, and it's the annoying part is
1,000 people.
I always procrastinate where I get everything done the day of. And it always works out fine, but I get everything done the day of, the night before. And then when I wake, I probably go to bed around 12, 1, wake up at 2 or 3, go there, fish till probably 3 for the practice day, 3 p.m., wake up the next day, 1 p.m., be there early, get the boat in the water. We're sitting there for about 2 hours in cold weather plus the cold water. It's like, and then you have to pee, okay?
Oh my gosh.
So all of this, and then you wake up, you finally get, they call your number out of like 200 boats.
Yeah.
You go, you fish for the actual tournament day till around 6 p.m. And you start around 3 a.m. So it's a mess, but it's fun. And that's why if you ever see a video when they finally catch a fish or when they win the tournament, like it's kind of weird to say, oh yeah, I got sore from fishing. But when you're holding a pole, constantly casting it back and back and back.
Yeah, and there aren't there people there that like, spend so much money on boats? And like,
yeah, you'll get people that spend well over, you can get over $500,000 that people will spend in boats and gear and tackle.
Dang.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But there was this one school that had full sponsorships from Nitro, which is really like premium boats. I think Chris knows what I'm talking about. Nitro boats? Chris?
I don't know.
I think.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Technical difficulty.
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties. But they're like really nice boats, and these teams had these boats that were all completely paid for, so all they had to pay for was like electronics and tackle. So they put all this money in this, and they won every single tournament because they were able to get out of 200 boats, they were always called out of the first 10. I don't know how, and most people thought that they were bribing, because it's completely random, but it was the same order every single time. And being the first boat out to go start fishing before all those other boats get there is really useful. So if you can get there early, it could be the difference. And that happened to us where we got there just literally 2 minutes later and we lost the tournament. It's interesting.
It's interesting. Well, but we've been doing this for an hour, so I'd say you want to wrap things up?
Yeah. You need to think of an outro.
Well, I mean,
call it. That's a wrap.
That's gonna be our thing from now on. So anybody who's listening, we're just gonna kind of this is gonna be our thing from now on. Just and that's a wrap, and we're just gonna finish things up.
Yep. So for anyone that's listening,
that's a wrap.
Thank you for listening and taking the time to listen to almost an hour long podcast.
Almost an hour long
podcast. But yeah, we're going to try to do more of this.
Yeah.
And this is your host, Garrett.
With Chris and Dylan.